In 2012, we received a federal grant that would have covered restorative practices in Santa Rosa City Schools, and we were turned away. We were told that their policy was zero tolerance in the schools for behavioral issues, and they really weren't interested in restorative justice. Then when the district became aware that the district was the fourth highest in California in terms of suspension on a per capita basis, they were surprised, they were alarmed, and they decided they wanted a different alternative. And so they began to look around at different models and came upon restorative justice. In places like Chicago and Baltimore, suspension rates have been cut in half because of restorative justice. And so lo and behold, they had restorative resources right in Santa Rosa, and we also had a grant to support them.